Well, as of today, there's 42 days to the 32nd Olympic Games that will take place in Tokyo, and 73 days to the 16th Paralympic Games that will also happen in Tokyo this year, replacing what was supposed to happen in 2020 this year in 2021. And we've been talking about how you deal with the rules of the jungle. Now, the rules of the road are what we all have to deal with. They're the things that we can't change. Gravity is gravity. What we do is what we have to do. But when the unexpected comes, what do you do? And I want to conclude it with wrapping it all up and bringing it together at the end of the week here for you so that you can understand how it all works. I'm Jungle Jim Hunter, and you're listening to 831 Living Your Best Life, where we inspire participation, communicate precision, and empower performers to podium. And we hope you will tell your friends and relatives, people you work with, to go to their favorite podcast provider or junglejimhunter.com or YouTube and subscribe, download, click on like, rate and review us, and become an 831er, somebody that was transformed and motivated, inspired, empowered to help someone else live their best life. Because I got to live my best life because so many people helped me, 831 at least. At the 9th Olympic Winter Games in Innsbruck, Austria in 1964, Canada had a four-man bobsleigh team made up of Vic and John Emery, Doug Anakin, and Peter Kirby. They were poorly funded and practiced very little and had very unique practicing methods. Don't have time to talk about those on this podcast, but I will at another time. After the third run, they were in first place, but discovered the axle on their sled was broken. They had no spare, and it looked hopeless, until 8-time world champion Eugenio Monti of Italy took an axle off his sled and put it on the Canadian sled, and Canada won gold. Monti won the bronze. Now think about it. Monti didn't have to do that, but he did it. Here you see the example under pressure in the heat of the moment of all four components of the rules of the jungle coming together. When faced with a confrontation, you can choose to just move past it. And you can say, well, it's not my problem. Or you can face it. Monti knew by helping the Canadian team that it may affect his position. But he did it anyway, because he knew how to face confrontations and the difficulty and the challenges he'd had to overcome. There are steps to do so, because once you have an emotional moment in life, it becomes part of who you are in how you deal with it. And those are the steps that we've talked about all week. See, when you have an emotional moment, something that really traumatizes you and affects you and is going to change your life, I can only think of my dad's statement that he always used to say to me, you'll be tomorrow what you are today, only more so. But what it depends on is how you deal with that emotional confrontation. Because every confrontation is emotional. I can't think of any that aren't, whether it's negative or positive. You develop and get the 7th step in confrontation, and that is expectations. Yes. You get what you expect. You start to develop a habit saying, I expect this to happen when that happens, because emotionally, that's what you have told yourself over and over again. People will say, well, that's just the way I am, or that's the way they are, or that's just the way it is. This is surrendering your power to change. Changing is hard. It's painful. And so you will have to do what? The 2nd stage, deconstruct with admitting you need to change and develop a new plan for dealing with the confrontation. This will take multiple attempts and plans until you find a resolution to the challenge. Life goes on, and you must have to go around this mountain multiple times, every time, on every confrontation, until you are ready to move forward to the next step. But once you've solved it, you no longer have to walk on that path. You may slip and go back, but you don't have to. You can get off it again because you know how. And you do that through reconstruction. Remember, I had 310 starts before I got on the podium in my racing. What kept me going? The fact that I knew I was reconstructing what I was trying to learn every week, every race. Reconstruction starts with a solid foundation, and your internal character has changed when you are the one that is empowering others and encouraging others in their growth. The image I need you to have here is the clover leaf, and keep in mind, the top half of the clover leaf is visible to everyone to see. The bottom half is at the heart level. It's unseen. Nobody sees what's changing inside you. The final phase is transformation. You change when your first response is to do what you could only do sometimes in practice. Now you do it as a first response. The perfectly arced turn takes place when you align yourself with the rules of the road, defeating the rules of the jungle. You turn the pull of gravity into your ally instead of your enemy. And when that force increases the edge set, the arc of the turn increases your speed and you go faster. Transformation also has 7 steps. Number 1, you start by changing your verbal communication. Number 2, follow that up with changing your visual communications. In other words, what you see in your mind's eye. See you and others in a new way, not the old way. Number 3, your actions you take that were how you dealt with confrontation before, the old way, must be replaced by new actions and become automatic. Number 4, it takes time to change, and so growth must be measurable. Little changes gradually turn the ship on the ocean to the new direction. It is hard to change because in most cases, we want the other person to change and then we will change. So both parties have to realize they are in the 5th step, which is vulnerable. I use the word ice every time I think of vulnerable situations, emotional situations. The word that I use ice is because there's inspiration, communication, and empowerment to grow. To keep the swelling down in a bruise, what do? You put ice on it. You have to do the same in a confrontation. In my intro, we speak of inspiring and communicating and empowering people. That's what we're all about here, is to help 831 more people be the best they can be and live the best life they can live. Your language must follow this process. Once you see the struggle in others and communicate by inspiring and empowering them, they are changing and you are making the change provable. The 6th step. The 7th step is every ounce of change is a quantum leap in a sense because you are going in the opposite direction that you were once going, and so you make them celebratable. I'm not even sure if that's a word, but I use it anyway because we never celebrate enough. We need to celebrate the little victories. We love to take a performance of excellence like an A on an exam and pin it to the fridge so everyone in the family can see it and be reminded of it. This is the wrong thing to do. Sorry, Mom. It's the wrong thing to do. Why? Because it also reminds all the other people in the room of that person's accomplishment as if theirs is more important than yours. If you want to pin it up in their room and you want to celebrate them privately and then celebrate together collectively, you make sure you do it with all the children and all the people. Of course, you should be proud of those and what they have accomplished and what they overcame in the challenges when they got their A. And this is why you celebrate the little victories. The winning run in a downhill is not the racer that was perfect. It was the one that made the fewest mistakes. If you want to grow, if you want your child to grow, if you want your people to grow, see the little things they do and celebrate those. The Hall of Fame happened because way back when you started, you grew into what a Hall of Famer is. A gold medal in Tokyo was won before the athlete's date of birth. Learning to grow happens because along the road, you learn how to navigate the road of life and the rules of the unexpected jungle and what it takes to live intentionally at your core level. Leaders don't climb a mountain and stand on top of it. They build the mountain they are climbing each step of the way. You train to become what you do. The Olympian and Paralympian teach us in a compressed time frame, giving us an example of how to do so in a full life. We should pay more attention to them because they have so much to teach us. My parents were not skiers. They were parents that intentionally prepared their children for life. If you can handle life, you can handle what comes down the road. It takes even more commitment to prepare children for the unexpected and being able to handle the rules of the jungle that you go through on the road of life. I could not have enjoyed the best life ever without the 831 people that supported me to live it. I learn more from Paralympians than anyone else because they have to live intentionally before they even get on with life. Pain transforms you. Change is painful. No one wants pain. I don't want it. But I missed the bed and smashed my head. My actions, my fault. I had to grow. It was painful. But out of the pain, there is gain, because what you must do is plain. This COVID time has taught us. This confrontation has made us deconstruct the way we used to live and reconstruct a new life. And we have been transformed. What you've become is what you have focused on. What you've developed with your children while you've spent more time with them, what you've done with the time that you've had, has changed you. And you will be forever changed. And if you keep trying to hang on to the past, well, you won't be that. Because you've got to let it go. You've got to be somebody that says, I want to live intentionally. The word intentional has the word 10 in it. You've got to do what you want to do to live like a 10. But you've got to change to become what you want to do. My quote for the day, you'll be tomorrow what you are today, only more so. Thank you for listening. And I hope the next time we meet, you will have grown.